Okay, everybody. So, hello. This is Zero. So, it is May 9th now. Is it May 9th? Yep, Saturday, May 9th. And apparently, within that time, I have reached 500 followers. So, this is... This is something I never really thought I would ever reach. I honestly never thought I'd even get close to even 50 followers just doing this as a hobby. And lo and behold, here's 500 people here willing to follow me just either for my writing or my voice acting or whatever it else is you guys might be interested in following me for. So, I suppose in celebration for that, I have set up an AMA and Ask Me Anything, and I suppose I will answer these for you, and I will try to be as entertaining as I can. So, okay, let me see here. First one here, I'm just gonna go to the bottom. By Yeezz, Y-E-A-Z-S-S-Z. All right, and they ask, how thick are you? And thankfully, you were able to clarify what you meant by that. And you asked, is my ass thick? So, I guess there's no other better way to answer this. So, I suppose there's only one good way to answer this for you. So, hang on. Let me just get up here. All right. Alright, let me just drop this a bit. Alright, hopefully you can hear this, so hang on. If no, here, hang on. Okay, no, I'll give you one more. Oh dear. Yes, I do like getting spanked. So, for those of you who at least were wondering to ask that question, there you go. You got a special answer for that, and I hope that answers a good amount of what you were hoping for, Ciaz, of whether my ass is thick. Okay, let's see. Next batch of questions, a good amount of them, by Kuro Cheroneko, one of my favorite followers that I also have done a few script fills for. Very nice interracial writer. Those of you among you, please bother her to get her to write stuff faster, because she's a really good writer, and I really do love her interracial scripts, and we need some more of that. So, first question, she wrote, favorite script I have done so far? Oh my god, that is a real tough one, because there's a lot of scripts I have absolutely loved doing. If I had to pick, I don't know, maybe like a top three, I would say that would maybe be the Hades one I recently just did for the very first episode of that I've decided to make a little series out of that myself now to sequel it. The POV flip to Beyonce is a Virgo's first cheerleader episode by Chibata Queen. I definitely like that one. And definitely, I would say the Good Boy in a Sweater as well, because that was one of the few times I've been able to get that submissive for the sake of an audio and give you guys a one of those really good, real, real orgasms there for you. So, yeah. Any scripts that I will never, ever do. I suppose nothing with centaurs. Definitely not into centaurs. Maybe also nothing really with DDLG, Daddy and Little Girl Play. I mean, I'll do them, but I'll probably alter it to remove the daddy and little girl stuff, especially if it has incest. I'm not too big on that. Is there any male GWA voice actors that you would like to collab with? Yes, actually. In fact, I have attempted to collab with another male voice actor before. Unfortunately, there were some tech limitations that sadly did not allow that, and that was Priest of Aphrodite. I would definitely love to work with him. He's a real good friend. Moondance with me if he's more than willing, and if he has a role for me that that he feels I could fulfill for that. Penguin Denguin, I would definitely love to work with that little guy because he is great as a soft boy. I mean, I don't know if, you know, maybe we'll do a gay thing if people are wanting that, because hey, you know, he's one of the best soft boys around, and you know, hey, everyone loves me as a soft boy when I'm keyed on. But I would definitely love to work with Pengu. He's real good. He's real good. Let's see. Number 4 from Kuro. Chocolate or vanilla? Flavor, of course. yes. Why not both? But if, I don't know, gun to my head, if I had to pick, chocolate. Definitely chocolate. 5. Are you a man of culture? If so, what is my favorite hentai? Oh, shit. That is tough. That is so goddamn tough. Well, I gotta go with the classics. Definitely, as much as some people would be shocked, those of you who are weebs among me, Bible Black, ironically. Bible Black, I do love it because, I love the art. I really do love the art. That is one of the biggest things I loved about that. And then this other series drawn by the mangaka Aoi Nagisa, A-O-I for the first name, the main ones I like from them is anything regarding elves that they've done. They got a few elves, but mainly Wagaya no Liliana-san. I definitely love that one. My Neighbor Liliana-san. For those of you who want the King's English name for that hentai, the way they draw dark skinned girls, just oh my god, sublime the way they draw dark skinned girls. And then of course just their man of my heart, he loves to draw cream pies. So yeah. Let's see, number 6 from Kuro. When did you discover that you were a weeb? I discovered that fairly soon. I was watching Gundam when I was about 11, and ever since then I have been relatively hooked, and that's pretty much it. I've been hooked on anime ever since. Okay, god damn it. Sorry. I'm gonna need to... Sorry about that. My laptop shut down and I needed to plug it in. So, yeah, I was watching Gundam when I was like around 11, and I've been hooked onto anime relatively ever since then. So yeah, that's when I discovered I was into anime. Okay. Number 7. Most favorite voice actor or actress? Well, if it's going to have to be, like, official voice actors, I guess, in this case of the question, I guess maybe it would have to be Daniel Southworth, who plays Virgil from Devil May Cry. I love how he knows he's a living meme, and he likes to make fun of it, and he doesn't seem to be attacking fans, unlike so many voice actors nowadays, you know, that are attacking fans now because of the whole Vic situation. But if I had to go with, like, other than Daniel Southworth, maybe Crispin Freeman, the guy who plays Dracula most of the time. Well, not Dracula, Alucard in Helsing Ultimate. I do love Crispin Freeman. Least favorite voice actor and actress. That would sadly have to be nearly everyone involved with the entire Dragon Ball cast now for the dubs, or basically anyone in Funimation, sadly. They're all behaving very horribly towards fans, and that is just not something that I can rightfully support. And so, you know, I used to respect quite a few of them, and sadly, just the way they've been behaving, not just towards Vic, but most importantly, just to the audience, you know, the people that make them who they are, that make them as popular as they are because they enjoyed their performances. They've all lost an enormous amount of respect. So, and sadly, in a way, a good amount of just dub voice actors have really become my least favorites now. Most awkward audio I've listened to. I suppose that would be... this one by Sing My Praise, where she was talking about getting raped by a clown and like a cactus showed up her ass or something. I was listening to that and I was just like, fuck this shit, I'm out. I can't do this. Oh god. My favorite monster boy. Oh, whew, this is a tough one. I guess maybe it's a tie between Kidan, because he's become the fan favorite of all of you guys, and I love playing Kidan. You know, I love how I can get into his character very, very easily, and how malleable I've made him with not just his lore, but also just how the steady progression of his character has gone through, where he's gone from, you know, incredibly nervous sub to shy, but very loving and affectionate, gentle dom. So I love how it's become its own little, very subtle, that some many fans, I guess, have not somewhat noticed it, but I know a few of you have kind of noticed it, that he's steadily kind of been taking more control within the relationship, at least mostly within the sex parts of their relationship between him and the listener, because, you know, he's a good boy. He's a little soft boy. He wants to love you because, you know, you're the lamp. You're the lamp. But I do love doing Corvus as well, because, you know, everyone likes the way that I do my nyas, or the way I say human, or, you know, obviously the most obvious thing everyone loves to hear from me is, you know, my purrs, you know, the... And, you know, I do love doing the purrs for you guys. The way you guys always lose your stuff over the purrs, it's real fun. So it's definitely a tie between Corvus and Kidan. But I definitely do like playing any character that happens to allow me to use my vampire voice that doesn't technically so much have a name, but it, for all intents and purposes, the vampire character's voice, his placeholder name, I guess, would just be called Gabriel due to the inspiration that he was that voice is inspired by. But yeah. question 11. Any scripts I'm looking forward to recording? Yes. Ironically, a few amount of them are are Wheezy Boy scripts. So those of you within the Wheezy Legion, you may begin to squee. So yeah, you're definitely getting more Wheezy Boys. Especially by our one of our new resident writers, who's also a confirmed Wheezy Boy. He's a confirmed Wheezy Boy. So those of you who really are thirsty for an actual Wheezy Boy, hey, go give Nervous Eddie, I think, I know his name is Eddie, give him, go slip into his DMs, maybe you'll get a nice little wheeze out of him if you're good enough for him. But he's a very good writer. I like the way he wrote his script, and since it's based off a true story, I hope I can do his his story, in essence, I hope I can do it justice. You know, this is, especially just the way he wrote is just very good, very good. As I've come to now refer to him as the Wheezy Scorsese, and I hope I can eventually be his Wheezy Leonardo. But also, definitely, Midnight Review episode 3. I do have something nice there for that, and another script recently written by Mirithwin. I definitely want to record that, and it's another nice long recording script. So definitely look forward to that. So any Monster Boys we can look forward to? Yes, you have quite a few to look forward to, actually. I do have another episode with Dastan the Kitsune. I do have another one there with him. I just haven't felt the real need to do that. Those of you who watch my timeline, I did post a small little teaser of what the next one could be down the line, which we're going to get some Gabo boys now in there. I do also have another one there that has an interesting premise that I'd want to try. But I will keep that one under wraps for now. But for now, you guys got a few. There's definitely a few monster boys that I would like to keep pumping out for you. But there's plenty of other species out there for you, so don't worry. I will try my best to accommodate when I get around to them. And I know some of you probably are wondering when's more mon boy content. When's more mon boy content? Don't worry. It's getting there. It's just, you know, improving sometimes takes some time, you know, because I gotta think of the species, and then I gotta think of, you know, how I want their personality to be, and then of course just the situation itself to lead to the sex. So, you know, it does take time, but there you go. That was Kurochero's questions. So let's see, next questions. Icy Wolf Creative, and they ask, where does my inspiration come from when writing my scripts or coming up with characters? Sometimes, ironically, it can literally come just from a picture of, like, hentai or something. I've literally, such as Dia, my favorite character, Monster Girl character, my succubus, she was completely inspired just by one image. Just one image that I posted on some of my scripts for her. I posted the original image that inspired her, and that flat out just created it, the entire character completely. Or my character Kinuko, my Kitsune character, the goddess, the fox goddess. She again as well, completely inspired by just this one picture, and that I wanted it edited to be her outfit to be red, which was originally white. And at the same time, also, I was just at the same time, again, sometimes it's literally the most random of things that can inspire me to do something, such as the third episode with Kidon. I actually was completely inspired that entire plotline simply by one R&B song, and I was listening to that song, and it got stuck in my head, and lo and behold, you have the entire third episode with Kidon all out of that, out of one song that thankfully I was able to modify a little bit to make a somewhat of an instrumental in there. Okay, next question they ask, would I consider collaborating with other voice actors in the future? Yes, I have answered this already, but I will answer it again. I would love to collaborate with other voice actors if they feel they would if they feel I can fill a role, then I will gladly work with them, male or female. I would love to work with them. I have no qualms with it. The only limitations, of course, probably would either be time or maybe technology. Have I considered uploading some of my audios onto YouTube? I have thought of it, Wolf. I have, believe me, I have. But the problem with that is I feel it would be utterly pointless. Also because, you know, I like to use music in my audios for mood setting. And sadly, putting it on YouTube would definitely get the copyright machines out on my ass. And sadly, as much as I would love to maybe put it out on YouTube for other people, I am very much annoyed with just how YouTube is run. And just how detrimental it is for creators, not just like myself, you know, who do audio, but also just creators in general. The platform itself is just very anti-creator now. It's all corporation, all big money. It's very difficult now, and you need to go out of your way either to make your own music or, you know, buy licenses, which is already annoying enough. And then you got to put the credits, all the stuff there. As much as I would hate to say, like, oh, you're stealing music, sometimes, you know, it's just how it is. I'm one of these older dogs of the internet who believes, hey, it's on the internet, it's gonna end up everywhere anyway. There's no point in trying. to squash it out. You're better off just accepting that it's spread out, and eventually people will ask, hey, what song is this? What's this? What's this? Eventually people will tell you, and it gets spread out, and you get the exposure that you need. As much as I would, you know, hate to say, oh, I'll pay you in exposure. It's, you know, it's a very big double-edged sword, but also just because I really just don't like where YouTube is going. I've considered maybe trying one of the alternative sites like BitChute or Library, but I'm not sure, though. I'm not sure. Maybe Pornhub, I suppose, but if any of you, though, feel my audios are good enough for places like that, though, feel free to make a channel and upload it to places like Pornhub or Xvideos and whatnot. You know, just contact me and ask me if I, you know, if you can do that, and, you know, you can have my blessing as long as you ask to upload them onto places like that. Just, you know, let me know if you're going to do something like that. That's all I ask. And, you know, if you do something like that, you know, be sure to, you know, put a link to the Reddit profile. All right. Thank you, Ice Wolf Creative. I hope those answers were good enough for you. Next questions by, Crown of Violets. Lovely Vi. I love your audios. What was the first audio that drew me to GWA? That would be some audios that were on Pornhub. I believe it would be some audio that this user took, mashed them up, some HFO inductions, and then combined it with the actual audios that I'm pretty sure were combinations of Eve's Garden for the HFO inductions sometimes, and then some audios from Kinky Shibby and Night Fawn in a few of them. But if I had to remember, like, the one that really got me interested into GWA was I was on a craze of looking for succubus stuff, and I saw that there was an audio thing involving a succubus, and I was like, oh, okay, let's see how this goes. And I listened to it, and I absolutely just fell in love with the medium. I've never been one of the guys, I mean, I've always, you know, hey, I'm a guy, I love visual medium, but I always do love auditory, because, you know, I've always been around things like music, and I've been able to pick up some patterns every now and then through audio. So it was able to just click with me. And eventually, you know, I got hooked. I was starting to listen to more audios that were on Pornhub, and I'm just wondering, you know, like, hey, is there, like, this whole repository? Because this just seems like the only thing that's there. And then I brought it over to a Discord I was in, and a buddy of mine there told me that, like, there's an entire Reddit devoted to this. I'm like, wait, what? There's an entire thing devoted to all this? Like, yeah. So he put the link down to GWA. I joined in. I, of course, didn't have a Reddit account at the time, so I made one, and for about a week or so, I was lurking on GWA, listening to audios, and eventually I got the nerve, and I verified, and I've been here ever since, about 5 or 6 months now. So yeah, that's what brought me to GWA. And your second question, why couldn't the Fellowship just ride the Eagles to Mordor? Because then we wouldn't have had all that money to make with the trilogy or the prequels. That's why they couldn't ride the Eagles to Mordor vibe. Okay. Next batch of questions by Liberami02. They're asking about audios. What equipment do I use? I don't really have anything sophisticated. My equipment really literally consists of my phone, my headset that I use with my phone, and my laptop that you just heard right now, and I guess my closet, which is my my recording booth. that is my equipment. How long does it take to edit my work? Depending on how ambitious an audio is, it can take me from around 20 minutes to maybe 2 to 3 hours. It really just depends on just how much I want to put into an audio, how long the audio itself is, and what I feel sound effect-wise it's going to need. So, yeah, 20 minutes to about 3 hours. It's really dependent on that. Will I show or tell how I make the noises that you are all curious about? I think other people have asked this in another one, so I will hold off on answering this one until another question, so I can answer them both within one time, so I don't have to repeat myself. But I will tell you how, and I'll try to explain it as best as I can here through the recording. Am I willing to make a comforting ASMR with lots of kissing, skin touching, and hair brushing? Yes, I am very much actually wanting to do something like that for you, Libera. So please try to be patient. I am trying my very absolute best to try to either improv that or find a script that could work. Unless if there's one already that you might have in mind that maybe I can work with, either just as myself, you know, just like a normal, you know, me as a character, being myself, or if you want it to be done as one of my Monster Boy characters, feel free to, you know, link it to me. I will gladly read it, and I will try my best to fill it for you. So don't worry, I am more than willing to do those. I actually love those audios a lot, and I know a good amount of you want those and could probably use more of those. What made me post audios here? As I said, I was on Pornhub. I listened to some of the Reddit artists that were there that had some of their work posted there. And a buddy on Discord showed me, and I just felt the need. Just I've always had a love for wanting to do voices, and I've always liked doing voice acting. Before, you know, a lot of my respect for voice actors has been destroyed by the recent behavior, but I still have that love for voice acting. So when I saw that, and when I saw how it can be lewd as well, and how I've also just tended to notice that when you don't have the limitation of trying to be, I quote, family friendly, so to say, when you can basically cut the bullshit, cut the middleman, just go straight to what most people end up thinking about, which is the lewd, I noticed there was a lot more liberating aspect in it, and just a lot more creativity from it. So that's where I was. Was I afraid about the reactions? I wouldn't say afraid. I was very self-critical, and I still kind of am. I honestly just did not expect people to just like my voice at all, either my regular speaking voice or any of my accented or character voices. I was very, very apprehensive about it at first, but because I've always had this love to just give voice to characters, either my own or people that they would write down, I really just want to entertain people. And because that's the case, I felt that was much more needed. Now, asking about me. Why the hell was I dead when I was 5? Everyone's curious about this. Again, I will have to hold off on this question because I know some other people have asked me this question as well. So I will put this question on hold so I can answer it in due time. My favorite color. That would be maybe teal. I really love teal. And I think it would be called a sunburst gold. I think that's what it would be called. I really like those two colors. Favorite dessert? Tres leches or three milk cake. For those of you who aren't Hispanic, don't know what it is. I really love tres leches. It is it's like this, it's almost like some sort of a pound or bundt cake with a layer of cream filling on the bottom to help liquefy the actual cake part, and then just topped off with whipped cream and a cherry on it. It's just, Favorite panties type on a woman? Anything with lace. It can literally be any type of panty. Thong, boy shorts, what have you. As long as it is lace, I will just, I will go crazy. Cat keyhole lingerie. I really like that stuff. Those of you who don't know, look it up. Look up Neko lingerie or cat keyhole lingerie, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Weebs, however, you already know full well what that lingerie is. Favorite alcoholic and non-alcoholic drink? I don't drink much anymore due to a bit of a heart condition. Because every time I try to get drunk, I have really bad heartburn to the point where I feel like I might die. So I don't really drink alcoholic stuff all that much anymore. But when I do, I always try to make sure it's really diluted stuff. But when I used to drink a lot heavier, my favorite drinks were Jack and Coke. I really loved Jack and Coke. And Cuba Libre. And those of you, again, for the non-Hispanics who don't know what a Cuba Libre is, that's where you get Bacardi rum and you mix it with either Dr. Pepper as a substitute, or the main one you use is this soda called Iron Beer. That's what you use to do it. So basically, it's another form of a Jack and Coke. Anything with a Coke. With a soft drink, basically. And then my favorite non-alcoholic drink, Cherry Pepsi or Mango Nectar. I really love Mango Nectar. Dom, sub, or else. I am a switch. I am both. I love to dom, but, you know, if I am with a partner who knows and who can pick up on my energy, I will gladly submit to them. And that is very much how I work. I can be both. Do I speak other languages besides English and Spanish? I was taking a little bit of French back in the day. It didn't work out well, and I've completely forgot about it. All I remembered was the obvious one, parlez-vous français. I do sort of a little bit understand Yoruba, because I come from a Santeria family. And a little bit of Japanese, mainly just because anime, and because I did take a very simplistic Japanese in around fifth grade. Sadly, I had some really bad attention problems that I didn't hold on to it, which I do feel a little bit of regret that I didn't now, because now it would be very helpful now to especially be able to like do translations or even just to flat out just, you know, speak Japanese and maybe even get voice as doing Japanese voice work. It would be nice if I still remembered most of it. My favorite book. My favorite book. That would be... Most people would probably expect, oh, Harry Potter by now, right? No. I actually, like, as a book, if we had to put it as a book, the collected works of H.P. Lovecraft. I love Lovecraft. And I love The Odyssey. I absolutely love The Odyssey. So my two favorite books, if anything, would have to be anything by the collected works of H.P. Lovecraft or The Odyssey. Or The Iliad as well. I love Greek mythology. What do I do for a living? Because that one's a little bit too personal and identifying, I will simply just say I am in finances. That is the best I will say. I am in finances, so that's the best you will get, sadly. I am sorry, Libera. You know how it is with the internet. If I didn't have to worry about things like that, if the internet still ran on things like the honor system, then I would just gladly tell you flat out. But there are a few other performers, though, who do know what I do for a living, but that's only because they are very well trusted, and they won't spoil that, and also because they've told me what their jobs are, so... You know, it's a give and take thing, you know, they know what we do for each other, so we're not going to rat each other out in case, you know, anything bad happens to us. So there you go. Are you just as curious about us as we are about you? What questions would you like to ask your listeners? I wouldn't say I'm as curious about you guys. Don't take that as an insult. Please do not. It's not that I'm not curious about you. It's that I feel it's better that I don't get to know so many of you too personally, because then there can be, unfortunately, a miscarriage of communication. And at the same time, I feel that if things become far, far too personal between a lot of you, you might end up acting a little bit too overprotective either of me or my work. And I really don't want that. I really don't want you guys to have to lash out at other people just because either they criticize me or there might be some sort of beef. I really don't want that. But I am still very much curious, though, to know, you know, what you guys, your likes and dislikes are. I don't mind talking to you all. I love talking to my fans, so don't worry about that. I do love talking to you. I don't want you guys to... The best way I can put it is, I don't want to be put on a pedestal. That's the most thing I keep trying to tell everybody, especially a few of my friends like Aaron 404, who's another fellow performer who just recently filled my my Celine the Batgirl script, and she did amazing for one of our very few resident trans voice actresses. Please, she's very nice, and she could very much use the positive energy from all of you, and she's very good at what she does, despite her own self-doubt as well. And she's always been there at my back when I first started doing this, and I've always been there for her, and I want to try to be there for you, for her as well. So if those of you guys, even if you don't flat out listen to her audio, it's okay. But as long as you at least leave a nice comment saying that you enjoyed the fact that she tried her absolute best, and you know, and that she's doing this all for, because she's my friend, and she's such a good person. I'm sorry, I'm rambling. I'm sorry, Aaron. I'm sorry. I love you, Sweetie. I love you. Okay. But I would like to know though, what exactly brought you guys actually to one of my audios? Did you just see one of my posts while lurking GWA, or was it recommended to you by another fan? Or hey, what was it uploaded somewhere else? You just heard it and you wanted to know. I actually am curious to see what brought you guys into it. So I would definitely love to hear to ask of you guys of, you know, what brought you guys to my content, but also, you know, what it is you guys like to do when you're either listening to either my content or another content. You know, do you guys like to, you know, enjoy yourselves, or do you like to do other things? So yeah, that would, I suppose that would answer most of your questions there, Libera, except for the obvious one, which I will get to that, I promise, I'll get to that. Okay, next one, by Call Me By Your Username, they ask, audio that I have listened to the most. The audios I've listened to the most, that is a lot of audios, actually. The one I've listened to the most is, Pampering You by Loon Lilium. I absolutely adore that audio. Just her voice is just, oh my gosh, she has like the perfect zen voice. I listened to that audio. Head Pat Dealer 1 and 2 by Skitty Cat. She posted those on YouTube. And I think she might have posted them on GWA as well, but I'm not too sure. I do listen to those two as well. And I definitely like to listen to Crown of Violets, 2.0 version fills of my character Asmodea the Succubus. Asmodea helps you sleep. I love her 2.0 of that, and her script fill of Kinuko the Fox Goddess. I adore Crown of Violets. And I've also been listening to Beyonce is a Virgo's I'm Your Sleep Paralysis Succubus audio as well, just because the music is very good. You're doing great, girl. You're doing real great. And the other one I also like to listen to a lot is the Monster Wife series, the Kitsune by Aural Illusions, the one that she filled. I absolutely enjoy Aural in that performance. She did amazing in that audio. The most relaxing audio. I would have to give that to most of the ones I actually just listed. Lilium's Pampering You, Skitty Cat's Head Pat Dealer number 2, fuck, there was another one out there. Ah, shit. Damn, I can't think of the third one right now. But I think it's the one of, it's either Belle in the Woods or Kinky Shibby with an elf. Something with an elf. I'm sorry, I can't remember at the moment. 3. Sexiest audio by Call Me By Your Username. Damn. Oh, there are so many audios that I would say are very, very fucking sexy. Oh my god. I can't really answer that because there's just so many of that one. Oh my god. I would say that huge collab audio of where it was supposed to be Lamia's fucking the communal husband. Definitely that one. All those artists there was amazing. That one was very good. But one of the sexiest audios I've heard, as biased as it is, because hey, it's my own content, but I loved Sergeant Stawberry's script full of Anniversary with Alira, my Spider-Girl script. Just the way she did it, and the fact that she even did the voice modulation to get that was just phenomenal. And but also just anything Crown of Violet does with my character Asmodea, I absolutely adore Crown of Violet's voice. She can make anything, even innocent sounding, sound incredibly sexy with that voice of hers. For the most emotional audio, I would have to say this one audio by, I think it was, the script was written by Marlon Bolano, I think it was called. I remember it called something like, I Won't Allow You to Give Up. It was very good. It had me tearing up. The way the voice actress in that audio, it was just absolutely just perfect. Just the way she gripped at my heart, it was real good. I really felt like that, and that was something I was trying to do in one of my scripts, but it ended up falling out. I couldn't really get that energy going, so I would have to say that one. But if I had to give a... If I had to give a close second, maybe any of my Ava audios, because I mean, I had to get emotional for those, to do those. Number five, audio with the best story. Oh... Damn, audio with the best story. I would say, anytime somebody feels that audio about the roommate who goes through genetic modification to become a cat girl. I do like that one, and that has a really good progression story. So I have to say anyone who does that one is real good. Or anyone who's been able to do the Medusa girlfriend, that was real good. Crown of Violet did a really good one as well. Also, since she got the little snakes to hiss as well, very good. Epic on sound effects is there. There's also another good one that Rambling Knight wrote about a maid with her prince in a steampunk setting. That one's also really good on story. I do like that one. Six. Is there an audio that I absolutely refuse to do? As I said, anything with centaurs. I just can't really do centaurs. It's just, I mean, do you want a monster boy or do you want bestiality? I don't know what you want out of this. And anything with, cucking. I really am not too good about... Well, it's kind of weird. I don't know. I wouldn't say cucking, but like, anything like race play kind of thing, like race play kind of cucking. I don't like that, you know, where it's the whole usual stuff, you know, like, oh, Tyrone's fucking your wife. How do you enjoy that? You like doing that shit there, cucky? Like, I'm not into those kinds of scripts. I mean, I'm not knocking people's fetishes. It's just, that's just not me. But those two main ones, and DDLG, especially when literal incest is involved, I'm not too keen on those. But if the scripts is good enough, I can ignore my own efforts in disliking the fetishes within it just for the sake of the performance. I did say I did used to think that I would never do that I would never do pegging, even though I extremely dislike pegging. But I've done a pegging audio, so there is that. It's as I said, if the script is very well written enough, I am relatively willing to ignore my own discomfort with a script to perform it. So, but my hard nose though would be anything like centaur related. But if a script is written well enough to where it's ambiguous enough to maybe not be a centaur, because I know some people have written centaur type monster characters that where it's ambiguous enough to where it might not be a centaur, it can work. So I might be able to do that. Seven. When you're not recording, what do you like to do? I like to, well, chat among you guys. I like talking to you guys. I like lurking among GWA. I like lurking among other websites. Mainly, I like to, of course, just watch videos on YouTube, because that's where I go to everything now, if you're wondering. No, I don't really actually do Netflix. I actually despise Netflix. There's not much variety, and there's not really much good enough variety, and they're pushing political stuff on you all the time. And I'm not really for that. And most of the, I quote, good stuff that they do have, I just wait to get pirated. So, hey, sorry. and of course, playing video games. I do like playing video games a lot of the time. It helps ease my nerves. And otherwise, if everything wasn't locked down, I like to go to the gym just for the sake of being able to get a workout. Okay. That was Call Me By Your Username. All right. And next question by Beyonce is a Virgo. Hey, girl. The sensation that blew up overnight here. Okay, and of course they're asking us to walk through how I make my Wheezy Boy noises. I'll get to that. Don't worry, I'll get to that. So don't worry, I'll answer that. And Beyonce's questions are, what are my favorite and least favorite things about posting on GWA? My favorite thing is just getting to see how an audio affects people, especially, you know, whether it's something not as emotional or something that a lot of people feel like they've been craving. Like my most recent one there with my very first Hades script. So I absolutely adored the amount of interaction I've gotten with you guys. But just to see just how many people are fans of Greek mythology and just of Hades and Persephone in general. I've absolutely loved interactions like that. Or as well, interactions when it comes to some of my more intensive audios like Ava. I love how people just feel that impact. And I like seeing and I like hearing how an audio affects everyone, whether for good or for bad. I love that part about posting things on GWA. I love being able to see how things, just how people feel about something, of what they enjoyed within the content, and also just how I can maybe help improve myself. And my least favorite thing about it, mainly, well, of course, as a male voice actor, it's a lot harder to, I guess, get noticed, you know, due mainly just because of the demographics. You know, we have a 10-to-1 demographic thing of, you know, 10 males for every one female. And the main thing I do dislike is just how adamant a lot of the male fans can get. You know, I'm not calling you guys, you know, horrible or anything. I'm sure I have male fans as well among you, but sometimes, you know, it happens, you know, with this kind of work. People get, they get overly attached. And so a lot of female voice actors end up leaving because they feel harassed by their own fans, and they don't get the fans don't seem to get the hint. So, but also the other thing I hate, as of course being a male voice actor, is the amount of competition. You know, from what I've noticed, at least, it's very difficult to relatively get noticed on your own. You need to do a lot. You need to work a lot harder as a guy. You know, you need to either pump out a lot more content or make sure your content is very good, clear, and quality. Or, you know, your voice is very well easily heard, or you have something to help draw people in. You know, you actually have to, well, be creative. You know, whereas, you know, I'm not hating on the ladies, but, you know, sometimes it's really easy. You know, you just, you know, do a simple ramble fap and there you go. Boom. You're done. You explode. You know? And, but also, just from what I've been able to hear, it's a bit cutthroat within GWA. And I feel like that doesn't need to be that so much. It can be much more amicable between voice actors as well. So I feel like you can do that. But the other thing also I noticed is just there's a lot of disparagement within it, you know, because I wouldn't say my dream for it, but I do feel like all of these different ideas and voices wandering around here within GWA can do so much good, especially when it comes to things like fan subs or fan dubs for things like anime or cartoons. I feel we have much more not just creativity, but at the same time, much more respect and loyalty towards the source material, that it actually can be improved upon far better than what we have on the source, or the people that are already in charge that are purposely diluting the source material or purposely wrongfully harming it by making horrible translations or changing the context of something. I feel that if a lot of the GWA voice actors were willing to work together for things like that to make good dubs of their own, I feel like that could be something amazing. And I'm not saying we can become our own dub house or anything, but that would be cool if you can see independent voice actor content creators helping to do things like that. And it's starting to be noticed around by you're seeing more and more Abridged series happening. So there is that. But there's that. So I hope that answers your question there, Beyonce. Is there an audio idea that I want to do, but I haven't had the chance to? And you think all your questions have already been taken by Chibata. Yes, actually, there is an audio I've been dying to do. but I haven't really been able to, mainly just because the limitations, because it would take so much sound effects, so much editing, and it would be very difficult to pull off. That would be a Gundam related audio that was based off an RP campaign that I did with Aaron, actually, off-site before I ever joined. Me and her had this really long planned story out, and it easily would work for GWA because our characters ended up hooking up within that campaign, and I really would like to try to bring that to life in the form of an audio. It would probably have to be another ambitious one, but there is that. But again, to answer your question on how to make my wheezy sounds, I will answer that when I get around to it, so to where I can answer it once in one go. Okay, Chibata Queen, the Admiral of the Wheezy Legion herself, asking her questions. Okay, part one. Oh boy, Chibata. Audio that I am most proud of. I would say that one would have to be Satoshi the Tengu. That one, I am very proud of that one, because that one was my most ambitious project at the time when I made it. But I would have to say the close second to that one would have to be my most recent one, my part one to the Hades audio series. I am in love with how that one came out and how so many people are loving that. And so those two are definitely the ones I'm most proud of. Audio that took you the longest to make. Once again, that one would have to go to Satoshi the Tengu, because that one took me forever to make, having to think out the plot in my head. I had to do all of it within improv, and I had to record 4 different audios for that. I had to record the first part audio, then the second half audio that had the actual sex scene, and then the 2 endings to that. And then, of course, between that, I also had to get the shamisen song for the festival segment in that audio. And then, of course, I had to find all the tracks that I used for that to help set the mood that it was, of course, set within Japan. Well, ancient feudal Japan, to give it that feel. So definitely that was a Satoshi to do. Audio that was the most fun to make. Definitely the Hades one. I hate to go just back to my most recent ones, but I love Hades and Persephone as a ship and just as characters within the mythology. I absolutely adore Hades and Persephone. So that was definitely the most fun to make. So there was that one. And also a few of my any of my improv Wheezy scripts. Any of my improv Wheezy audios. Those are the most fun to make. Just because how much fun I know everyone who's a fan of the Wheezy Boy audios will have with those. So I definitely like those. Most challenging audio to make. Most fun to make. Number 4. Audio where I was the most me. The audio where I was the most me. That one would have to go... In total, I would have to say that would be the entire series of the date series. But the most me, the most me that you guys got was the 3rd episode within the date series, Lake House Date Confection. That one is like 90% me. 90 to 95% me. That's the one that's the most me. Episode 3 within the date confession, within the date series, Lake House Date Confession. Most challenging audio to make. Again, that one would have to go to Satoshi. That one took the most time. I had, as I said, 4 different audio file recordings, and then getting the tracks I needed to get set the mood, and then, of course, all the massive amounts of editing for that. And number 6, how in the hell do you make the inhaler sounds? Okay. So to answer everyone on that question, how do I make the inhaler sounds? The easiest way I do it is to make the clicking. I don't use any sound effects for that. I literally just use my mouth for that. What I do is I click my tongue on the inside of my teeth with my cheek kind of open to allow air to go out. And then I just click my tongue on the side, and that's how I get the click. So that's how you get the click sound. And then, of course, just the simple, the actual puff sound. I put my hand over my mouth as if I actually still had an inhaler in my hand, and I suck air through my teeth, and I have my lips puckered up, and that's how I get the good puff sound up. And of course, you know, I inhale deep to simulate the fact that I'm breathing, because I still remember how I felt to have asthma when I had it so young. How in the hell do you cough and wheeze like that and not hurt yourself? I don't know. I'm just very good, I guess, at what I do. You know, it's not that hard for me, you know. But the way I get the wheezing done, other asthmatics would definitely tell you is it feels like you're trying to fight your own throat while you're trying to breathe at the same time. So you kind of have to do that. You kind of have to constrict your throat as if you're holding your breath while forcing yourself to breathe while you're trying to hold your breath. It's a very counterintuitive feeling on how to describe, but that's the best way I can do it. But you do that, you like tighten up your, I guess you could say you tighten up your larynx, and then you just like this, where you kind of get this kind of sound in your voice when you tighten it up, and then you just inhale. And that's how you get the wheeze. Do I have a prep routine before recording an audio? Depends on what it is. If it's like an improv, yes, I do a form of prep. I think of the plot out in my head, and then I get to the main relative plot points that I want within the improv itself. And then I speak out a few of the lines to myself to make sure it sounds organic. And then once I have a good grasp of it, I just sit down and I turn on the recording on my phone, and there we go. Who is my favorite female voice actor and my fave male voice actor of GWA? My favorite female voice actor, I have so many. That would have to be Skitty Cat, Kinky Shibby, Aural Illusions, Belle in the Woods, Beyonce is a Virgo, Crown of Violet, Sing My Praise, there's a few, sadly I can't remember them all at the time. Oh my god. Sergeant Stalberry, definitely Sergeant Stalberry. And Valerie Dine Valkyrie. Those are among a few of the many female voice actresses that I've come to enjoy. And Loon Lilliam. How could I forget Loon Lilliam? And my fave male voice actors. Moon Dance With You definitely is up there. Penguin Denguin. Priest of Aphrodite. Moonlight Audio. He's, of course, you know, he's one of the veterans around there, so obviously. Those are the ones I can think of at the moment. Maybe Helen Bach as well. I do like Helen Bach. Okay. Who is my favorite script writer? Oof. That would have to be Angel Maine Sensei. Angel Maine does incredible work for his Monster Girls, and he is one of my mentors for why I started getting into writing. So I would have to give that to Angel Maine. So thank you, Sensei. Thank you very much. Now, part two of Chibata, my personal questions. How in the hell did I come back from the dead when I was 5? Ah, yes, the story everyone wants to know. Okay. What happened was, when I was 5, and younger, obviously, I used to have asthma, so I am a former wheezy boy, so I do have authority to speak on how it feels to be a wheezy boy. And when I had asthma, it was a really bad case of asthma, to the point to where I would have an attack nearly every day. And it also, I needed to be able to even be able to sleep, I had to wear this big respirator over my face that I ended up calling the Darth Vader mask, because, you know, every time I had that thing turned on when I tried to sleep, you literally could hear the of Darth Vader. So I had to have that. And so what happened one day was, I was having a bath, and I just recently took a puff of my inhaler, and I figured, you know, the stuff was going to do its work. And, you know, I just put it there on the side of the toilet right there in the tub while I was taking my bath. And next thing I know, out of nowhere, I don't know why, I just had an attack in the middle of the tub. And I ended up trying to reach for my inhaler, but because, you know, everything was, I was splashing around because of the pain in my chest and everything. My inhaler fell out of reach, and I tried to get out, and I couldn't get a grip. I was just slipping everywhere, you know, just being a little kid, and my asthma just destroying my chest. And eventually, I passed out, and in essence, I also drowned because I passed out. So I drowned in the tub. So about 5 minutes later, after that happened, my dad noticed that I wasn't making any noise. I didn't come out. I didn't say, "Dad, I'm ready to come out," or anything. And my dad checked on me, and he saw that I was under the water. I wasn't moving, and he was freaking out, and he pulled me out. And so he was trying to, you know, do CPR, trying to revive me. And what happened, I was dead basically for like 20 to 30 minutes, and which was already a big enough problem, you know. By that time, you know, nobody could really survive that. And so while I was, I quote, dead, I saw a lot of the stuff that does have a bit of correlation, because a lot of people who have my experience who died and seen what I guess you could say is the other side have a lot of similarities. They're in darkness, and that's where I was. I was in just endless darkness, but I was aware of myself, if you understand what I was. I was aware of my own existence. I was aware I was there. I was alive, in a sense. I could feel my body, but I couldn't see anything. It was just black everywhere. And then, of course, the light at the end of the tunnel happens that everyone usually expects. I saw the light at the end of the tunnel, and I started to head towards the light. And as the light got closer, as I kept getting closer towards the light, I started to hear voices, and at first it started like with little whispers, and then eventually, though, it just started to grow and grow and grow, and it was just voices on top of voices on top of voices, until eventually it was almost like you were stuck in a crowd of people just screaming in your head. And as I got closer, it just got louder, to the point I feel like my head was going to split. But then once I felt like I was in the presence of the light itself, the voices just ceased to stop. They just ceased to talk. And when I opened my eyes, I was able to finally see. Of course, I could see my arms and everything. I was aware. And I was, I guess you could say, heaven or whatever it was. It wasn't what everyone thinks it was. There was no pearly gates. There were no angels. There was no God. But it was just a big, empty, tranquil field. Just grass and wheat. And in the center of the field, there was this big white old tree. If you guys had like to have a good imagery of what it was, the best I could say is look at the inside of the moon within Legend of Zelda of Majora's Mask. It was basically that, but the tree was just solid white, and it almost gave off like a glow. And in there, time didn't really matter. There was no essence of time there. Obviously I was dead for like half an hour or so, but what I felt there, I felt like I was there for like hours or maybe even days. And there was no, it was hard to explain. It was all just tranquil and calm. You know, I just felt calm there. And eventually I just sat down against the tree and just closed my eyes. And after a while I started feeling a pain in my chest. And the next thing I know, everything just fell away. And next thing I know, I'm waking up in my body again. And, you know, I'm surrounded by doctors. My parents tell me that the entire time, you know, they saw I was gone. You know, the paramedics had picked me up. They kept trying to revive me. But my parents, of course, you know, they refused to let them declare me dead. They refused. So the entire time they were trying to, you know, revive me, they defibrillated me. And the whole nine yards, they did everything to try to revive me. But my parents would refuse to let them declare me dead. And ironically, the thing was, as my chest was starting to hurt while I was in the field within, I quote, heaven, I was hearing the voices of my parents. And all I wanted to do was just answer them. And that's, you know, I guess you could say my desire to just say that I'm here, where are you, is what caused me to come back. And when I returned back to life, essentially, I didn't have the asthma anymore. I could breathe. perfectly fine now. I didn't need my inhalers. I didn't have my attacks anymore. I didn't need my ventilators. I could actually sleep normally without the need of the big mask over my face. And the doctors, of course, themselves, they were just completely in fucking shock. Half of them almost started to think that that God might be real because, you know, not only did this kid, you know, die, was dead for almost half an hour with no brain damage and came back and was cured of the asthma, you know, it was beyond a miracle in and of itself. So that is the story of how I died, went to the other side and came back. So there you go. That is the story that you've all been wanting to hear of how I died. Okay. Number two, finally, describe your dream girl, looks, personality, etc. Honestly, I have no real, as long as I can get along with them, personality-wise, they could have to be a bit fun. They don't have to, they can challenge me a little bit. I like a girl who can challenge me a bit, you know. I do like a girl who's more than willing to, you know, get their hands dirty, to, you know, shit post or talk shit. But I definitely like a girl who likes to be feminine, who likes to be, you know, she's got to love anime or cartoons. Definitely got to love anime or cartoons. You can like horrible shit if you want, though. Just don't make me watch it with you like Steven Universe. I'm sorry, those of you who are Steven Universe fans among you. I hate the show. I'm sorry. I'll never like it. I am sorry. But looks-wise, I don't really have much of a preference. You can be taller than me. You can be shorter than me. You can be skinny. You can be thick. You can be fat. As long as I can enjoy being with you and, hey, the sexy time is good, it's all good. Number three, is Miss Beyonce the girl from my story time? If she's not, can she please be anyway? I don't know if she is or not. We still can't confirm that. I've talked to Beyonce about it. We've cross-referenced some details about things, and we're not entirely sure. We're at least 70% sure. No, wait, well, we're about 60% sure that we might not have known each other in my story time, but there's just a lot of stuff that just correlates to things that just doesn't add up to where whether we were talking to each other or not within my story time. And if she's not, can she please be anyway? I'm sorry, we'll have to keep that on notice for now. We'll see what happens in the thing. Well, maybe in later audios we can get that down or something. Number four, my top five kinks. Gentle femdom. I love gentle femdom. Cream pies. I love cream pies. Breeding play. I definitely like breeding play. Affirmative degradation. As I had to say what that was. I guess you could say affirmative degradation would literally like kind of complimenting each other, but at the same time insulting each other, like you're cussing at each other. That's the best way I can say it. Like, you know, like when you're like really trying to get your partner into it, where you're telling, you know, like, fuck me harder, you know, like things like that, like, fuck me harder, you motherfucker, you know, like shit like that. That's what I would call, you know, affirmative degradation. You're not flat out insulting them to make them feel bad. You're like, you're insulting them to kind of motivate, you know. So I guess motivational degradation. There's that. And I guess I guess lingerie, I suppose, if lingerie would be a kink. Definitely love lingerie. I love lingerie. I love seeing it on a girl, and I love taking it off. It's just no. Top five non-sexual turn-ons. Heels. Heels on a girl, actually. Heels, thigh highs. The way a girl kind of like tilts her head when she's deep in thought trying to think of something, that's for some reason that really turns me on. Scents, obviously. I do love different smells, so a smell sometimes can turn me on. And just music in general. Like, sometimes you can just play a good song and it just gets me turned on. Like, sometimes you'd be surprised. Like, sometimes it could be a flat out metal song and out of nowhere, hey, let's have some fun. Five turnoffs. Politics. I sadly would have to say politics. you know, if you're trying to force politics into your sexy time is kind of hard. Unless like the whole theme about it is to do like a weird form of satirical debate, maybe, I guess you could do that. DDLG, obviously, I don't like DDLG. That turns me off relatively instantly. Cucking, race play. I don't mind race acknowledgement, like race praise, you know, like, like if your partner is darker skinned and you just adore the fact that they're darker skinned, because I grew up in the ghetto, so I ended up having a penchant for just loving darker skins. You know, caramel, brown, black. I love all shades. I love all of them. I love all the shades. White, black, brown, caramel. I love them all. I will. If you are enjoyable to be with, and if you are hot, I will fuck you. There is no preference to me. And I am a little bit bi. Yeah, but mainly for traps. Mainly for traps. Turnoffs, though. Overtly, I guess, being a size queen or something. If you're, like, really obsessed with size, and that turns me on really, really off easily. I'm sorry. It turns me off very easily. Ugh, my brain. Describe the best date I've ever had. The best date I've ever had. That would be watching shit, I cannot fucking remember. No, wait. Now I remember. We watched a whole series of YouTube videos, and we just riffed it the entire time. And after that, we just went at each other. You know, we had a normal day. Like, we just hung around. We got some lunch. And then the entire night, we just watched a whole bunch of YouTube videos and riffed them. And then we had some sexy time. The worst date I've ever had. Oh, the worst date I ever had. I invited this girl out. And we tried to have dinner. And she was just coming off very fucking bitchy. Very fucking bitchy. Like, mostly just talking about her ex all the goddamn time. As of, you know, those of you who all know, never talk about your ex all the goddamn time during the date. Especially, you know, if you're trying to, you know, get a new date out of it. And then, you know, I was already kind of exasperated by the time they were just talking about their ex. I barely could get a word in edgewise about myself. And, you know, when I told them about what I did at the time for a job, they just looked at me like I was just like, oh, you do that? Oh, you could do better. You know, it's like, yeah, I know I can do better, but I kind of need to work up a bit to that. You know, you don't need to give me an attitude, you know. And then, of course, they got real fucking pissy, you know, because the date already was really horrible. You know, they got so much attitude at me, and then they already got on my nerves by talking about their ex constantly. Then they got on my nerves expecting me to pay the entire fucking bill for dinner when I told them I'm going half on this, so, you know, do you. And then they tried to complain and everything, and all I did was just, I called up the server, and I just said, I'm paying my half. I don't know about her, but I am paying my half, so thank you. And after that, I got up, and I said deuces, and I got out of there. What was I like in high school? What was my high school superlative, if any? I was a quiet nerd most of the time in high school. And I was, in fact, I was a quiet nerd, weeb, and I was a band geek. I hung around a lot in the band. a lot, because I was a band geek. But I also hung out with the weebs a lot, because, you know, I was a weeb. And for a very short time, though, I also was goth. So, yeah, there was that. So that was my spoiler. I was the wee band boy, the nerdy wee band boy. And I was a tiny little bit of a theater nerd, but that was, again, mostly in middle school. High school, though, just full-on band weeb. What is my favorite scent? That would have to be a combination of either vanillas or Sakura. I absolutely love Sakura. Or cherry blossom, for those of you who don't know. Vanilla, cherry blossom, or lavenders. I absolutely love those scents. Or anything, like, really, really fruity. Okay, and those are all your questions, Chibata, and I answered those as well. And, of course, Layla Lula for the last bit of questions. My top turn-ons, I've already answered those, but I will try to answer them again. As far as I remember, my brain's already kind of run down. Cream pie, well, it was turn-ons or just fetishes? Fuck. Well, turn-ons. Long hair on a girl, heels, thigh highs, lingerie, and if you have a potty mouth. I love girls who can cuss. Top five turnoffs. Overly political, misandry, race place like racist stuff. Attitude. Talk about your exes a lot. I guess I've kind of mentioned it throughout other stories. Would I make art professionally? If I was capable, yes, I would gladly love to make art professionally if I was capable. There's so many ideas in my head for either my Monster Girls or just characters that I wish I could do. I would so love to make art professionally if I was able to. Do I actually have asthma? Not anymore. Not anymore. I used to. I got cured. And the story has already been told on how it got cured. Pancakes or waffles? Yes. Again, why not both? But if I had to give you devil's advocate, funnel cakes. Why not funnel cakes? Number six. What is my favorite anime, if any? Oh, I got a few. Mobile Suit Gundam Wing. Definitely, it's a classic. Outlaw Star, because that gave me my very first waifu. Gundam 0083 Stardust Memory. That one is also real good. I like Mecha. I like Mecha a lot. Inuyasha's up there as well. So, but I got a good amount, but nothing really overtly. Death Note also. Definitely love Death Note. Chicken nuggets or chicken strips? Definitely chicken strips, but also chicken tendies. But yeah, definitely chicken strips. You had to put a gun to my head. Number eight. Who is my celebrity crush? Sadly, I almost have like no celebrity crushes anymore, just because celebrities have opened their damn mouths acting like they're better than normal people, forgetting that, you know, people make them who they are by watching your movies. But if I had to say, the only one I got left really right now would be my man crushes of Jason Statham and Henry Cavill, because the dude loves himself some 40K and he's respectable to the fans. But if I had to give like a female celebrity, fuck it, I'll have to just go with my GWA crushes of Crown of Violet, Skinny Cat, Beyonce's a Virgo, Aural Illusions, and Belle in the Woods. What is my favorite scent on a woman? As I've said already, anything with vanilla, sakura, or lavenders. What does the perfect girl look like to you? Very difficult, because I really have almost no preferences, and I get turned on by anything as long as it looks good, but I don't know, maybe anything gothy. I really love goth on a girl, but I also just like, if a girl cosplays, hell, cosplayer. If you could cosplay some good stuff, hey, I am there. And what is my favorite cereal? My favorite cereal is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I absolutely love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So there you go, everyone. That is the end of this AMA. I am happy to have answered it for you, and I hope you all enjoy all the answers. So this has been Zero to hopefully give you all the answers you've been wanting. So thank you for all the questions. Thank you so much for all of the follows. So yeah, thank you very much about that. So yeah, I love you guys. I love all my lovely listeners. So thank you for being here for all my content. And I hope you guys will be willing to stick around for more. And yeah, thank you very much.